This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
What's controlling you? What have you allowed to control you? You are slaves to whatever controls you. Are you allowing your appetite for certain things to control you? Are you allowing your anger to control you? Are you allowing even your hurt and brokenness to control you? Whatever controls you is what defines whether or not you're a slave or not. For you are a slave to whatever controls you. Don't let it happen.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere, with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit creflodollarministries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
It's the last days, and some people don't recognize it. It's the last days, and you're thinking, "Oh, this just our generation doing something." This is the last days. Ain't no generation quite did nothing like this one. These people crazy. They are out of their mind. I don't even know what they're saying. I sit down listening to some people talk. I'm thinking, like, what did they just say? I'm like, Lord, have mercy. That's the sign of the time. Let's go to the next one. Well, let me show you one more scripture before we go to the next. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 through 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 through 21. My hats are off to preachers who are now standing up and preaching the gospel, even if somebody leaves their church. But see, this is what happened. And I know it's what's happened to me. When you spend over a year preaching empty chairs, you ain't scared no more of them. So you can preach, you know, very comfortably and say everything that you believe God wants you to say. And if you don't like it, go drift somewhere else. But I'm not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to be ashamed of believing what I believe. And I'm going to believe what I believe. Amen. I'm going to believe it. I ain't going to change. I'm going to still do it. I'm going to believe. I bet you I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to heaven. Are you sure? If you were to die right now? See, I'm praying that Jesus will hurry up and come. So whatever tomfoolery you're going to do, you better hurry up and do it. Because I'm praying every day, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Don't let him catch you in your mess. Uh-huh. There's a storm cloud on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. I ain't drifting nowhere. You need to make sure your soul is anchored in Jesus. That's how they used to say it. Get anchored in Jesus. Amen.
Anchored in Jesus, what that?
That means you drifting away. That's what that means. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20. He says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto what? Honor, what? Sanctified, and what? Meet for the master's use, and prepared unto what? Every good work. Number 9, the 9th thing that mentions here in Signs of the Time, slaves to their desires. You're going to see a society that has been enslaved to their desires. I found an interesting translation, the Contemporary English Version, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 5. I love the way this reads. He says, don't be a slave of your desires or live like people who don't know God. Don't be a slave of your desires or live like people who don't know God. Now, I'm telling you, man, the Bible's very clear about not being a slave to anything or any person. The question is not, you know, are eating oatmeal cookies wrong? The question is, are you a slave to a cookie? See, we've been asking the wrong question. Is this wrong? Is that right? No. Are you a slave to it? Don't be a slave to anything. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, that's the Contemporary English Version. Don't be a slave of your desires or live like people who don't know God. Now look at 1 Corinthians 6, 12 through 14 in the NLT. 1 Corinthians 6, 12 through 14. You're going to see this. This is a sign of the time, being a slave to their desires. Verse 12 through 14 says, you say I am allowed to do anything. You say I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. You say food was made for the stomach and the stomach was made for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. Wow. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our bodies. And God will raise us from the dead by His power, just as He raised our Lord from the dead. Man, I'm not gonna continue to allow this mindset to go on that says it's okay to be a slave to your desires. It's not. Don't be a slave to your desires. And look at Titus chapter 2 and 12. Titus chapter 2 and 12. Say out loud, I will not be a slave to my desires. The Bible, go up to verse 11. Let's start there so we can read this. He says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. So the salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us. Now, salvation has appeared to all men, but the Holy Spirit is only teaching those who are born again. He's not teaching all men. He's only teaching those men who have been saved. And what is He now teaching us? He's teaching us three things. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, so the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace, will teach you how to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. A lot of times you try to do it in your own effort. Grace will teach you how to deny ungodliness, and grace will teach you how to deny worldly lust. And He says, and we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So the grace of God will teach you how to live soberly. The grace of God will teach you how to live righteously. And the grace of God will teach you how to live godly. That's the second thing. But then look at the third thing, next verse, verse 13. He says, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The grace of God is going to teach you how to live your life every day in expectation of the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The grace of God will teach you how to do that. And I've been wondering what's been going on. It's like, oh, my goodness. You remember I told you, you know, I think Brother Oscar's got the telephone that has these trumpets when it rings. It's dun-dun-dun. but it has it on low, and I heard it real low again this morning. Dun, 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 dun. But I heard it. I'm like, he might be coming. I'm in expectation. Like, I thought the horns would be a little louder than that, but, you know, I'm in an expectation. I'm looking for that blessed hope. But the grace of God will teach you how to be in earnest expectation of the appearing of God. The grace of God will teach you how to live godly. The grace of God will teach you how to resist ungodliness. It's this grace that'll do it. It's not by living the law of Moses. No, it is accepting Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace now, is going to teach you those three things: how to live godly, how to resist ungodliness, and how to look for the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I pray that over your lives right now, that the grace of God starts teaching you right now, and that you allow Him to teach you these things. Amen? Amen. And then 2 Peter 2:19. 2 Peter 2:19 in the NLT. He says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome of the same as he bought into bondage. Now go to NLT. 2 Peter 2:19. He says, they promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves of sin and corruption, for you are slaves to whatever controls you. What's controlling you? What have you allowed to control you? You are slaves to whatever controls you. Are you allowing your appetite for certain things to control you? Are you allowing your anger to control you? Are you allowing even your hurt and brokenness to control you? Whatever controls you is what defines whether or not you're a slave or not. For you are a slave to whatever controls you. Don't let it happen. You know, I figured out one day, if I could not have authority over an oatmeal cookie, I'm probably not going to have authority over a devil. And there's going to be lots of demons coming out. Some of you have never seen it before. You've never seen it in operation. You will see it. You will see it. I'm going to take plenty of time to make sure you see it. There are people who are demonically oppressed and they want freedom. The problem is that the people who are depressed, or the people who are, let me say it like this, the people who are possessed are comfortable with the company that lives in them. You got to want freedom. You got to want freedom so bad. I think it was here or maybe overseas. Woman ran up to me and she says, I have a demon. Please, please help me to be free of this. And because she wanted it so bad, it was a piece of cake. There was weird stuff going on and weird manifestations that happened and a stench that wouldn't quit. But you should be casting out demons. But what happens when we have a whole society? You don't even believe that no more. Yeah, devils are real. Angels are real. Heaven's real. Hell's real. Wait till you die. God's real. Satan's real. And now's the time for us as believers, not just me as pastor, but us as believers, to take hold of our authority, lay hands on the sick, cast out devil, heal the sick, raise the dead. It's time for you to do that. No more of just coming. We think church is a sum total of sit down, listen to a message, give my offering, and I've done my church duty. No, it is about you coming, learning, and going out and walking in authority every day of your life. Walking in authority when they're messing with you at work. Walking in authority when you encounter somebody that's demon-possessed. Walking in authority, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I got time for these last two. Number 10, haters of what is good and haters of what is right. You will see in these last days people who hate what's good and people who hate what's right. You'll see that in these last days. Make sure you're not a part of that. Make sure you're not a part of that. Now, for time's sake, I'm going to give you the scripture and just tell you what it says. So write it down in Micah chapter 3 and verse 2. They hated good and loved evil. In Micah chapter 3 and 2, they hated good and loved evil. I'm sure you know somebody like that. people that hate good and love evil. Psalms 120 and verse 6, they hate peace. They hate peace. Proverbs chapter 1, 22 and 29, Proverbs 1, 22, 29, they hate knowledge. You know that? There are people in this society that hate knowledge. I don't want to learn nothing about no God. Proverbs 5 and 12, they hate instruction. And I'm talking about these saved folks, Christian folks. They come to church and you sit in a teaching like this, and they're like, I won't learn that. They hate instruction. Now, if I was up here hooping and hollering and giving a show, oh, he preached. You have nothing. You have chill bumps and you're excited and you're doing cartwheels, but you know nothing. You have nothing because you won't get any instruction. So when the devil come and attack you at home, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do because you hate instruction. In Proverbs 12 and 1, they hate reproof. You go to reproving people, some people will leave your church if you bring about correction and reproof. Well, I just don't agree with that, and I don't appreciate what he said. I just read the Bible. Well, anyway, I just don't want to hear that. Well, fine. I done preached empty seats. One more ain't going to hurt. And I'm free. I am not going to heaven in bondage to people. I'm not doing that. My advice to everybody that the sound of my voice, those of you here and those of you streaming in, is to get your house in order. Get your life in order. Serve God like you've never served Him before. Do things for the kingdom so that when you get there, you won't be in regret. Teff and I want to go as hard and fast as we can to make sure we're doing everything that we are called to do for God, so when we see Jesus, there won't be no regret. Don't be living in your past. I told you last week, have a funeral for your past. Put a gravestone on your past, because ain't nothing you can do about what you have done, but there's plenty you can do about today and going forward, praise God. So when you die and it's time for you to see the Lord and you enter into eternity, you'll do it with no regrets. I did everything, Lord, I felt like I needed to do. I got up every morning and then I set my will to forgive everybody for anything, Lord. I will have no regrets when I see Jesus. See, you don't think about that. You are going to die one day. And all this stuff I'm preaching right now that you may be receiving or may not receiving, you're going to die one day. And you're going to bump into Jesus if you don't walk right past Him because you don't know Him. And I guarantee you, if you don't know Him here, you won't know Him when you get to heaven. You'd be like, was that Jesus? Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. Repent now. Change now. Be transformed now. Do it now. Do it now. We're right slap in the dab middle of Bible prophecy. This stuff is coming to pass. It is intensifying every single day. It is getting more intense and more frequent and more intense and more frequent. And you think it's just what's happening. No, it's Jesus is getting ready to come back. These are signs of His time. It's not that all these people just acting like this. He prophesied that they would act like this. He said it before it happened. Well, we'll see. See, you scoffing and making fun. And in the scripture, it says there are going to be people just like that. Say, well, they said they've been talking about Jesus coming. How come He ain't came yet? Because you ain't got your stuff together yet. And He's so loving and so patient and so kind that He's trying to keep putting it off so that He can get as many people in as He possibly can. That's the love of God. That's the love of God. He's coming. He's coming. Micah 3 and 9 says that there'll be people that will twist everything that is straight. They'll twist it. They'll twist it. Intellectual people, and they'll twist it. Proverbs 13, 19, people hate turning from evil. They hate turning from evil. They hate turning from evil. They'll be committed to a club. committed to a club, but not committed to what God wanted to do. Uh-huh. You know, Christian people didn't used to go to clubs, but everybody in there now. Apostles, prophets. Let's get this last one real quick. Here's the last one. This is a very serious one. In the last days, you're going to see this, betraying a friend. They will betray their friends. A society that betrays their friends. And there are spiritual consequences that those committing betrayal will face. Very quickly, Proverbs 19 and 5 says this, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Matthew 24 and 10, why am I giving you these scriptures? Because I want you to go home and read them and study them and let God give you revelation on them. As you make your mind up, I'm going to change some things. I'm not going to be a part of this last day's society. He says in verse 10, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Psalms 41 and 9. He says, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. People that you let in your holies of holies, he says, in the last days, they'll betray you. Psalms 55, 12 through 13. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was a man, it was my own equal, it was my God, it was my acquaintance, it was my friend. And the last one, Matthew chapter 6, 14 through 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. We know that's according to the law. We know that the Bible says because he's already forgiven us, we receive his forgiveness. And since God has already forgiven us, then he's empowered us to forgive other people. And we will sow the do-good seed, and regardless of betrayal or any kind of thing that happens to you, because God has forgiven you, you make sure you live your life in constant forgiveness of other people. Set your will to forgive no matter what. Stay in that posture. I know it hurt, I know it was painful, but stay in the posture. I set my will to forgive anybody, no matter what they've done, no matter what they said, I set my will to forgive. Forgiveness is a decision. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we are not only preparing for your return, but we are preparing to recognize the signs of the time and to stand boldly in your word to make sure that we don't become a part of the sign. But we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you to help us. We need you, Holy Spirit, to help us to walk in godliness. We can't do that without you. We need you, Holy Spirit, to help us to resist ungodliness and to deny ungodliness. We can't do that right without you. We need you, Holy Spirit, to cause us to live every day in the expectation of the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't do that without you. And so we don't come to you in our own efforts, and we don't come to you in our own self and our own abilities, but we come to you humbling ourselves, saying, help us, Lord. Help us to not demonstrate these things, and help us not to be a part of this last day society. That we prepare ourselves. We give you praise, Lord. We honor you. We magnify you. You are His Majesty the King. Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. If you received that today, would you give the Lord a big hand clap of praise? If you received this at home, let's go ahead and be thankful and give God praise.
You've probably heard people saying that we're living in the last days, but how do they know? In his series, Signs of the Times, Creflo Dollar examines Jesus' prophecies about the end times and the importance of our mindsets and making sure we're prepared.
It's either I am going to believe God's word and line up with it, or I'm going to believe the norms and values of society. And too many people base their life on the norms and values and the opinions of social media and society. And because a lot of people think this is good, then you think it's good, and it contradicts the word of God. You better get it together, because don't forget what this is tied to: your life and your prosperity.
You can have all four messages in this series for a love gift of only $25 or more, plus shipping and handling. Simply call the number on your screen or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get answers to all your questions about the last days.
Are you searching for direction or just need a word from God? Join the World Changers Nation for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we're understanding grace and empowering change.
But God says, no, you're valuable because you belong to me. You're valuable because you're a part of my family. It's not in what you do, it's because of who I am on the inside of you.
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about our services and streaming times. Grow in purpose and in grace with believers from around the globe.
But those of you who have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you might still have some crazy stuff going on, but you got that one thing right, and God can help you and take care of you. But don't ignore Jesus.
We're in this together, no matter where we are. We are World Changers. See you online.
Sometimes the only way people will see Jesus is to see him through us. One major goal of Creflo Dollar Global Missions is to help hurting people all over the world receive healing and wholeness in every area of life. Last year, we helped school children and orphans in South Africa, Haiti, Thailand, and Burma. We helped human trafficking victims in Thailand and ministries in Kenya. When we meet the physical needs of those hurting people, it also gives us the opportunity to share the gospel of grace with them. Thank you for helping us reach millions with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God bless you.
You may support Creflo Dollar Ministries outreach missions by calling us or visiting our website. You enrich lives in ways you can't begin to imagine. God bless you.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.